Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 19th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of real estate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Beeline Holdings, BLN, clears debt, targets full profitability by Q1 2026. Beeline Holdings, a digital mortgage platform, has successfully cleared over $7 million in debt, positioning itself to achieve full profitability by the first quarter of 2026. The company has repaid all notes payable and secured credit facilities, including senior secured debentures. Beeline Holdings expects to reach cash flow positive operations by Q1 2026, with Q2 2025 revenue increasing by 27% quarter over quarter to $1.7 million. New product launches, such as Beeline Equity, Blink QC, and an AI mortgage chatbot are underway. Management's confidence is evident through share purchases, and they will present the growth strategy at the Centurion One Capital Summit in October 2025. Chief Executive Nick Luza emphasized the importance of becoming debt-free, calling it a major step in strengthening the company's financial foundation.
Uncommon, Dom announced full entitlement pre-leasing of 1 million plus square foot Southern California industrial facility. Dom Commercial Real Estate Services announces the full entitlement and pre-leasing of the Apple Valley AV 1 million distribution center in California. The state-of-the-art industrial facility is part of a 550-acre master plan project by Uncommon Developers, with features like modern infrastructure and excellent connectivity to major transportation routes. The property is ideal for large-scale distribution, manufacturing, and logistics operations. The High Desert North Inland Empire region's business-friendly environment and skilled labor pool make it an attractive location. The facility will have 219 dock-high doors, EV charging stations, and 8,000 amps of power, expandable to 16,000 amps. For more information, contact Rick John at 909-91001 or rj at domcommercial.com. And Dan Foy at 909-912-009 or dan.foy at domcommercial.com.
Edgehouse Miami receives approval for visionary turnkey tower in Miami's Edgewater neighborhood. Grupo TNC announces that Edgehouse Miami, a luxury home sharing tower designed by Kobe Karp, has received approval from the City of Miami's Urban Development Review Board. The project at 1825 NE 4th Avenue in Edgewater will offer 608 turnkey units with high-end finishes and smart building technology. Amenities include pools, wellness center, fitness facilities, co-working areas, and more. The tower will also feature biosecure technology for wellness-first living. Located in the heart of Edgewater, residents will have easy access to key destinations in Miami. For more information, visit edgehousemiami.com.
Latino families are building wealth through short-term rentals, according to a new survey. Latinos across the U.S. are increasingly using short-term rentals to build wealth, according to a survey by the Hispanic Wealth Project and Airbnb. With over 70% of respondents viewing hosting as a long-term wealth-building strategy, and more than 90% of Latino hosts still active, the trend is clear. Short-term rentals not only provide extra income but also boost local economies, with nearly 50% of guest spending happening in neighborhoods. The goal is to increase Latino investment property ownership by 25% by 2034, and partnerships with platforms like Airbnb are key to achieving that. By tapping into their entrepreneurial spirit, Latinos are finding new ways to generate income and build wealth for the future. Q&A with Alex Horn, Managing Partner and Founder of Bridge Invest. Alex Horn, Managing Partner and Founder of Bridge Invest, recently discussed the firm's milestone of surpassing $1 billion in assets under management. This achievement reflects the trust of investors and the firm's track record of strong returns. BridgeInvest's expansion into the central U.S. and West Coast is driven by opportunities in high-growth markets where traditional lenders have retreated. Despite global uncertainty, BridgeInvest sees opportunities in senior secured CRE credit, providing bespoke solutions for borrowers. The firm's disciplined approach and selective risk-taking have enabled it to step in when traditional lenders pull back, supporting sponsors through transitional phases. In the multifamily sector, BridgeInvest focuses on providing senior secured financing below replacement cost, offering strong downside protection and risk-adjusted returns. Looking ahead, BridgeInvest expects private credit to play a central role in CRE lending, positioning the firm to capitalize on opportunities in new markets and navigate uncertain times. JLL expands office brokerage team in Los Angeles with addition of Blake Olson as Senior Vice President. JLL has expanded its Southern California office brokerage team with the addition of Blake Olson as Senior Vice President. Olson, a 10-year Los Angeles commercial real estate veteran, will focus on helping office tenants in Southern California, particularly in West Los Angeles. JLL Senior Managing Director Charlie Smith emphasized the importance of experienced professionals in navigating the evolving workplace. Olson's background in real estate strategy makes him a perfect fit for JLL's Los Angeles office tenant rep team. With nearly a decade of experience in office brokerage, Olson's addition aligns with JLL's strategic growth plans for its LA brokerage business. Rosenberg and Estes PC recognized among Crain's NA 2025 Best Places to Work. Rosenberg and Estes PC has been named among Crain's New York City Best Places to Work for the third consecutive year. This recognition highlights the firm's commitment to its people and culture. Through a comprehensive evaluation process, including employee surveys, R&E has climbed the ranks from 98 to 37 this year. Managing member Michael E. Lefkowitz expressed pride in the employee-centric culture that prioritizes work-life balance and professional growth. Celebrating its 50th anniversary, R&E continues to expand its services while fostering top talent and supporting professional development. Founded in 1975, R&E is a leading real estate law firm in NYC, providing full-service representation in various real estate operations and disputes.
SRS Real Estate Partners announces $3.88 million ground lease sale of a newly developed Circle K property in Odessa, FL. SRS Real Estate Partners recently completed a $3.88 million ground lease sale of a Circle K property in Odessa, FL. The 5,200-square-foot property, situated on 1.7 acres, has a new 15-year corporate-guaranteed lease. The seller, a Florida-based private developer, was represented by SRS Capital Markets Senior Managing Principal Patrick Nutt and EVP and Principal William Womble. The buyer, a private investment entity, completed the purchase for a 1031 tax-deferred exchange. The Circle K is part of a larger retail development that includes Ford's garage and other amenities. Nutt mentioned that ground-leased Circle K assets are highly sought after by investors for their cash-flowing nature, with no landlord responsibilities. SRS Capital Markets has had a successful year, completing over $1.5 billion in deal volume across the nation, with over 845 properties actively on the market.
Q&A with Eldad Gothelf, Senior Vice President of Real Estate at Kassirer. Eldad Gothelf, Senior Vice President of Real Estate at Kassirer, leads a team of 10 policy experts helping clients navigate the political demands of development in NYC. With a background in urban planning, Eldad brings a unique perspective to the intersection of real estate and government relations. His work involves strategic client conversations, internal collaboration, and on-site visits to understand the community landscape. Key skills for government relations include technical knowledge, political awareness, and trustworthiness. Eldad emphasizes the role of a lobbyist as a translator, aligning developer and community priorities. One notable project involved Metro North rezoning in the Bronx, showcasing the balance between public interest and private investment. Navigating NYC's real estate environment is complex due to zoning, community input, and political considerations, requiring creativity and persistence. The City of Yes initiative aims to streamline zoning rules, providing clarity for developers, investors, and financiers. Looking ahead, New York must focus on inclusive growth, infrastructure, and transparent decision-making to sustain its vibrancy and competitiveness.
Stonegate updates coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation, NASDAQ HOFT, Q2 FY26. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation for Q2 FY26. Despite revenues coming in below expectations, Hooker-branded net sales grew 1.3% year-over-year, while domestic upholstery remained flat. The company's consolidated gross margin of 20.5% showed stability due to cost savings and improved labor efficiency. Hooft is executing a cost reduction program targeting $25 million of annualized fixed cost savings by FY27. The company used strong operating cash flows to repay $16.5 million of debt YTD and ended the quarter with $821,000 in cash. With an order backlog of $51.2 million, Hooft is focused on navigating macro headwinds and positioning itself to return to profitability.
Palladium USA closes on Palladium Mesquite, a $36 million multifamily community in Mesquite, TX. Palladium USA has closed on Palladium Mesquite, a $36 million multifamily community in Mesquite, Texas. This new development will offer 111 residences with a mix of 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom floor plans. 95 homes will be income-restricted, while 16 will be reserved at 140% of the area median income. The community will feature upscale amenities such as a swimming pool, fitness center, playground, and more. Construction began after equity and debt placement on August 28, 2025. Palladium USA's commitment to providing high-quality housing options in Mesquite is evident in this project. Pre-leasing is set for summer 2026, with the first units expected in fall 2026.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.